One of the few places that's as bright as the Champs-Élysées this time of the year is Times Square. The bright lights are only part of the excitement. There's an American icon on every block, from the Coca-Cola sign to the tickets booth. Plus, there are icons on foot in Times Square. Folks dressed up as Winnie the Pooh and Elmo and Woody from Toy Story. Did you ever wonder who the people under the costumes are, or what brought them there and where they came from? Reporter Bruce Wallace wanted to find out, so he went in search of Minnie Mouse. Not just any Minnie, but one in particular.
The Minnie I wanted to talk to is named Andrea. I talked to her once before, but she was busy and told me to find her later. I went back to Times Square the next day. The first Minnie I approached just shook her head. I walked up to a second. Andrea? I asked. No soy Andrea. Usted es Andrea? She said, laughing. I'm not Andrea. Are you Andrea? I'm pretty sure she was making fun of me. I didn't find Andrea that day. I finally did catch up with her, and we made plans to meet at a small home she shares with a bunch of other folks in Passaic, New Jersey, a working-class town about 40 minutes by bus from Times Square. We sat at a table in a cramped kitchen. One of the Mickey Mouses, in civilian clothes, was there making pork soup.
Le pongo ajo, chile, cebolla, cilantro, sal.
The Mickeys, Minnies, Elmos, and Winnie the Poohs scattered across six or seven blocks in Times Square, mostly Latino and mostly undocumented. On a typical day, they'll spend 7 or 8 hours waving hello and posing for pictures with the throngs of visitors who fill Times Square, asking for small tips in return. Mohabin Rahman has worked at a nearby newsstand for 4 years and says he's noticed a big increase in the fuzzy characters recently. They come over and buy sodas from him. Sometimes he'll talk business. He actually had his picture taken with one of the Mickeys. He put it on Facebook for his family back in Bangladesh to see.
I have a little sister. They are curious about this, you know, that Mickey Mouse said something that. So they're looking at that and they're feeling interesting, the nice thing, that's why.
On a typical day, Andrea says they'll make $50 or $60, minus about $10 for bus fare. Alfredo, who lives in the house and is one of at least four Elmos working Times Square, says that in the summer they make less because they can only work for about 4 hours a day.
It's so much like 115 grits. Yeah, it's so hot inside. Because right there we're cooking inside.
Jorge, the one making the soup, started dressing up as Mickey about a year and a half ago. Andrea has been Minnie for about 5 months. Alfredo has been at it for about 2 months. All three also work odd jobs through an agency, cleaning homes and offices, some factory work. But that slowed down a lot. Alfredo lost a job at a pizza restaurant when a new owner found out he didn't have papers. I asked him why he chose Elmo.
Everybody loves Elmo, so I love Elmo too. Because he helped me. I don't know, but I like Elmo.
Any money he has left over after he pays bills, he sends back home to his mom and sister in Cholula, Mexico. Andrea has four children back home in Arequipa, Peru. Her face brightens when she talks about how being Minnie puts her in touch with kids.
Because also I like children a lot. I have a little one here, and I have my children in Peru, and so it makes me happy to be around children.
They also take some satisfaction from the acting chops they've developed. Andrea has gotten better at playing to the older audience members. They'll say, how pretty, and she'll go to pose for a picture with him. They'll demur, and she'll pretend to be sad. Oh, you poor thing, they'll say, and she gets the photo. It's not, of course, all Disney endings. There's some beefing over turf. A couple of Elmos often chase Andrea, Alfredo, and Jorge away from their preferred spot at 42nd Street and Broadway. And they say cops sometimes make them leave when Times Square gets really busy toward the end of the day. All three of them have been in the U.S. about 7 years. They say it's been a lot tougher than they'd imagined. Money's been a lot tighter. Andrea and Alfredo both told me they want to go back to their countries soon. You might not guess any of this, though, if you saw them waving and posing and hamming it up for cameras in Times Square.
Okay. Bye, Mickey Mouse. Oh, thank you.
For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.